This is the Future of Pay podcast, examining how Smart Wage is looking to change how we get paid for the benefit of both employees and employers. In this episode, Smart Wage CEO Simon Ellis chats to Fredrik Schoko, who is the global head of corporate finance at Standard Bank, about what it takes to work with some of Africa's largest organizations, how to build trust, and how earned wage access has the potential to unlock billions of rand into the South African economy.
Brad, I'm really excited to chat to you today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Simon, for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Brad, if I'm right in saying, you were a Rhodes Scholar, but your career actually started in Zimbabwe at an accounting firm called Coopers and Lybrand. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Born and bred in Zim, and I served my articles for accounting at Coopers and Lybrand in Zimbabwe, and then I went off to Oxford, where I read an MPhil in management studies, focusing on mainly corporate finance and marketing and strategic management. Yes.
And was it from there your ambitions were set on spending some time in New York? I know you spent a number of years in New York in banking and then in London as well. Sort of, what was it like living overseas, and why did you decide to move back to Africa?
I always looked at it as it was a sojourn into to the north to try and get some technical knowledge, which I always had the intention of trying to bring back and trying to practice some of the learnings in the African markets. So it was my coming back to Africa was part of a longer term plan that was always designed to end with me having my working life or working adult life in the African continent.
Brad, you've worked on some of Africa's most exciting transactions over the last 20 years, and notably the IPO of Telkom and AB InBev's acquisition of SAB, several of the leading BEE transactions, including Sasol, Standard Bank, Nedbank. Can you tell us a bit about what it's like to be the trusted advisor for these large organizations on, you know, what I can imagine were some very, very complex transactions?
It's very challenging in the sense that there's a lot of weight that's actually put on one's shoulders, and people look to you to provide guidance and directions. And sometimes it's not always obvious what the right step is. There are certain things where it's very technical and you're following a particular set timetable or routine or process. Where it's very mechanical, and that those parts are easy. But when it actually comes to trying to forecast or trying to determine how the opposite side may react to certain things or provide a solution to a new problem or complex problem that might actually just arise within the context of an execution, those are moments when you just need all your wits on you, and you need to have all your intellectual capacity and be able to provide guidance with confidence. And there are moments when you've got a little bit of self-doubt in you. But then again, a job has to be done and a call has to be made. And I guess experience has gotten me to the point where I feel very comfortable making certain calls.
If I can take kind of your experience advising companies, Smart Wages is taking a concept which is everywhere in the developed world, and some of the biggest companies in the world are using it, but it's still relatively new in South Africa, and there's no advisors to give large corporations in South Africa advice on how to take on new novel concepts and companies like ourselves and the other companies doing earned wage access. How would you think about earned wage access and from a large enterprise's perspective? What are some of the things that the boards that you've been working with and the executive teams that you work with, what are they looking for when it comes to working with new concepts or new companies trying to solve big problems in different ways?
I think there's a general acceptance, right, that not everybody in each of those entities or institutions or corporations knows everything. And as such, what you find is there's a general willingness to actually learn and take in new concepts. The key thing is always, is the idea well articulated and is it actually solving a problem? So if I look off, EWA, I look at it as something that is real and that is designed to solve a particular problem. Most of the corporates in South Africa are led by people who understand the dynamics of the South African market and its population. If one looks at, for example, at some of the stats, right, you've got 65% of employment in South Africa is essentially permanent employees, meaning that 35% are essentially not permanent employees. What that means, therefore, is that in order to drive new changes and actually impact the employees, it's easier if the employer is actually part of the equation. So in this case, EWA, I look at it as a product set that is actually designed to solve particular problems. And having the employer being part of the equation just helps the message get through. And at the same time, it actually helps get access to the employees and the employees as well to actually appreciate the product. So part of the process, as I found out in SA and many other jurisdictions, relates to educating the employees as well. So it's really both a question of educating the drivers of the business, but at the same time, also educating the employees.
A couple of years back, the King Code and integrated reporting was sort of forefront of listed entities in South Africa. And that sort of put a lot of focus on making sure that stakeholder capitalism became the front and center rather than shareholder capitalism. What are your thoughts around the future of work and the future of a large corporation when it comes to how they treat not just their shareholders and investors, but everyone from their employees and customers? There's a growing shift in the Western world to really look after every one of their stakeholders. And are you seeing the same happen in South Africa?
Yes, we are seeing the same phenomenon. Obviously, it tends to lag what happens in the developed world, but there are certainly ripples of it. The broader philosophy of a business not just being there to generate profit and just look after shareholders, that is no longer the dominant theme. I think everybody now is generally accepting that a business goes beyond just mere profitability in the short term. The issues to do with sustainability, the issues to do with its responsibility towards the authorities, be it it's in terms of it contributing meaningfully to the tax base, be it contributing meaningfully to the society in which it is operating, provision of employment to its general staff, and also looking after their health and general welfare. At the same time, also ensuring that it's actually conducting its business in a way that doesn't harm the environment. All of that, I think, is coming to the fore. Frankly, if I look at some of the discussions that we're having today with some of the CEOs and the senior chairmen and CEOs of and senior staff at some of the clients that we have, ESG is actually the thing that's actually much more topical. And that's the thing that they want to hear more about as compared to some of the other stuff that, that tends to be very mechanical. They've always had that. Now they're applying their minds to say, look, how do we respond to this? How do we make ourselves a more relevant corporate that's actually responding to the needs of the 21st century and the needs of the society in general?
It's great to see that ESG and employee welfare is at the forefront of the way people are thinking about conducting business. You know, one of the, I guess, trying to undo some of the things that have been put in place in the past. And one of those things we like to talk about is this archaic payday cycle. We've obviously got a 30-day pay cycle, which has never changed. And what that's led to is that 140 billion rand is being lent by employees to employees every month. And this is a stat I always bring up. But I wonder if we could, what we could do, and I'd love to get your opinion on this, what we could do if we could unlock some of that and stimulate growth through access to earned wages. And maybe if I could take a little bit of a step back, COVID is obviously, and no one likes to talk about COVID at the moment, but you know, COVID has had real effects on the South African economy, both for large enterprises and the employees of those large enterprises. What do you think unlocking 140 billion rand into the hands of employees could do for the South African economy at this stage?
I think that would be massive. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that what you have at the moment, in the absence of that unlocking, is you've got many people who are effectively incurring significant amounts on the interest side in terms of borrowings, which they are essentially having to make in order to close the gaps between their pay cycles. So something like that, I think, would be, you know, transformational in totality. I just look at it in terms of the difference it makes in an individual's household, right? You've got a situation where families essentially have to borrow in order to be able to make their way to work or to school for their children, or even provide for medical care. When one looks at it and says, at that time when they're borrowing, the reality is actually that they have actually generated revenue or income for themselves. But the only thing is just that that income is only credited to them on a 30-day cycle. So I guess the straight answer to your question is I just think that a lot of money is actually being lost to people who deserve it the most through them incurring additional frictional costs associated with borrowing, when in actual fact they could actually be benefiting from a product that allows them to access what they've already actually earned.
Fred, I mean, you said it earlier that enterprises and large corporations have the ability to make change and affect change on those 65% of employees you mentioned. You've been a trusted advisor to a lot of these companies. What would you say to companies looking to take on an innovative solution like Smart Wage? How would you advise them, or advise them to at least think about the problem and then the solution that's being offered?
I think the problem is actually a very easy one. All I would just say is, if you know your employees, or if you don't know them, take a walk down the corridors, speak to your employees, and get to knowing them and get to understanding the issues that they're facing on a day-to-day basis. Clearly, one of the things that they will actually understand and get from that discussion is the fact that maybe, you know, a significant number, I don't know what percentage that would be, has actually borrowed money in order to make their way to work on that specific day. And at the same time, if they also talk to their own human resources department and look at absenteeism statistics, what they will find out that one of the biggest contributors to work absenteeism is not necessarily sickness or ill health. It is to do with the fact that people just not have the cash on a specific day to actually make their way to work. So that for me is something that one can easily crystallize for any big corporate through just a general discussion between the senior executives there and their own employees, because it's right there. When it comes to trying to now say, look, get to understand the product that SmartWage is proposing to cure the problem, or at least to help alleviate the problem, that for me then comes the educational aspect, right? Which is, I think, for a lot of these senior executives in these companies, it should come very easily to them in terms of just understanding what the true benefits are for their employees, and at the same time, what it also means for them as a corporate. Low absenteeism just means that the employees are there at work. It helps in terms of funding some of the medical issues, help fund some of the private issues that an employee might be having. And all of that means that you've got an employee who's actually very focused on the job that he has to do and is not worrying about these other things. So I would actually see productivity going up.
Thank you, Fred. And what a pleasure. And I know you're working on some very exciting transaction at the moment. So I appreciate all of your time. Thank you for the insight and shedding light onto how big organizations work, what it's like to be a trusted advisor, and I guess what it means to actually make change. I guess if there was a key takeaway for me is that to affect real change on South Africa, on the employees, that need it the most, corporate South Africa, has the power to make that change, and we have to work with them to really change the way South African employees get paid. We're incredibly lucky to have someone like you on our advisory board, and obviously look forward to working with you to deliver access to earned salaries and wages across Africa. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. So I'm looking forward to it. And this is for me at a personal level. I look forward to working together on this initiative, which I think certainly fulfills a very huge gap that is definitely there in the world of working employees.
Thank you, Fred.